Lynn Page, 213-4009. Here are two really powerful messages from Wendy Campbell. You're going to have to know, but it comes right off the question that I had asked her from a question from Janelle Portwood. So take notes, and here's part one.
Wendy Campbell, 949-455-3062.
Hi, folks. I want to talk with you a little bit about the percentages of nutritional values that you see on the Juice Plus bottles, because with all of this recent discovery, it's not even so recent. I mean, Dr. Santoli was way ahead of his time to recognize that fragmented megadosed isolated vitamins are not necessarily the key to success of health. He knew that way before it became popular to talk about it, and he understood the value of getting your nutrition from whole food because of the synergy that is provided within whole food. In other words, it takes teamwork of nutritional pieces to get that nutrition into the cell to feed it. But the exciting part about getting your nutrition from whole food is that once the cell is filled up that day or that moment, any extra nutritional pieces that are not necessary in that moment have the synergy of all of these other nutritional pieces to help get the excesses out of the body. And when you get your nutrition from isolated, fragmented sources, then you've got a problem because the extras tend to build up in the body. So he has been talking, Dr. Santoli, about the synergy of food absorption and really detoxing from the body for a long, long time. But still in all, sometimes when we look at the bottles of Juice Plus and we see the percentages, for instance, of the alpha tocopherol or the vitamin C or the beta carotene, and they appear to be high, in other words, they're over 100%, we might go, oh my gosh, are we getting mega doses of vitamins from the Juice Plus? Well, first of all, no matter what you get in your Juice Plus, because of the synergy of action, your body is going to be able to get rid of whatever it doesn't need and utilize what it does need. But still in all, I wanted to talk about these percentages a little bit differently, and I'm going to quote Dr. Carlos Madero here, because what he was saying when somebody had asked him about this question is that, first of all, that in the case of vitamin E, Orchard and Garden, the 2 plus 2, provides 150% of the daily value. So what the percentages are showing is a percent of the minimum daily value that's been identified for each of these different components that run our bodies, okay? So the daily value is a minimum. So in the case of vitamin E, it provides 150% of the daily value, but the daily value is actually computed more in IUs, international units. So the daily value is 30 IUs, okay, 30 IUs. So yes, the adult ration of Juice Plus provides 45 IU. So it is giving you more, okay? The Vineyard actually would add 63 IUs more for a total of 108 international units. But this is what people don't understand, is that most vitamin E supplements are 200 to 400 IUs. Do you see what I'm saying? The vitamins that you're buying in the store are very, very megadosed compared to anything that you're going to see within the Juice Plus. And, of course, what you're getting from the Juice Plus is in synergy of action. So we don't really worry about it. What we know is that it's actually providing more than the minimum daily value, but nowhere near these huge values that you get when you buy supplements. He goes on to say that recent research suggests against using supplemental vitamin E in excess of 400 IUs. So even if you were taking all of our Juice Plus and Vineyard, you'd be well below this 400 IU that is sort of considered a danger arena, although I still don't even think it would be dangerous if you were getting it. whole food synergy, okay? And the current tolerable upper intake level for vitamin E is 1,000 milligrams. So now we're talking in milligrams, and that is approximately 1,493 IUs, okay?